Welcome to the pre-Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve PFF forecast. It is Wednesday, November 24th. We're going to go through the Thanksgiving slate. We're going to go through the week 12 Sunday and Monday games, pick our lock of the week. I'm going to turn that sucker around, and Eric's going to talk to you about some team that I think is made up, but I don't know. We'll see. Let's rock. What is this shirt that you have here?
Oh, my friend Scott got me this. We've been betting CFL together, making some money. And
oh, they didn't send that to you just for betting on them.
No. So I used it for the College Football Live show, which you can watch every Friday at 11 a.m., as well as today, Wednesday, because of all the great rivalry week games. But they give me a degenerate bet of the week. Last week, it was the Ottawa Red Blacks plus 12.5. They won outright. So this week I said Hamilton Tiger Cats 7-1 to win the Grey Cup.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, everybody.
What are the limits on sides for those?
Too low.
Too low. That's what I figured. Higher or lower than WNBA?
About the same.
Okay. There you go. That's, I don't know what that says more about. WNBA is a great product. Okay. We are going to rock right into the slate. Want to remind you that if you've been waiting on a PFF subscription, or if you've been waiting to gift a PFF subscription, the time is now, because Cyber40, promo code Cyber40, gives you 40% off. So think about this for a second. Normally, all the betting tools, $200 a year. Now, just $160 for the whole freaking year. That includes all of the content, 0-100 grades weekly, the betting dashboards, the player props tool, the best bets tool, the power rankings, the DFS optimizer, so much good stuff. Player props tool. I mean, if you want to make some money here, just go much. Cyber40 is the promo code, 40% off any subscription, including PFF Elite, which has all of the betting tools for you. Give that as a gift. Okay, let's get into, there's nothing really that we have to cover, like, league-wide. No one's done anything supremely stupid.
Thank God. Well, no, actually, the Bears are starting Andy Dalton.
Oh.
The Detroit Lions are starting Jared Goff.
Oh.
The Saints are still starting Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, so maybe we just skip right over that and get to the Thanksgiving slate.
There is no league-wide Matt Nagy thing, which I think like goes straight into this game.
So yeah, the report that I saw was that he is going to be fired after the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can we talk about what a horrible, like?
Well, you don't want to fire a coach. I thought it was just you didn't want to fire a coach after such a family-friendly holiday. But I think it's honestly as silly as, like, it's only 3 days rest. And, like, but at the same time, like, they could kill the Detroit Lions here. They probably should.
Yeah.
What
happens?
Do they just fire him after? Probably.
So he's going to go win a game handily.
I mean, they're on the biggest losing streak in the NFL right now.
Yeah, they suck.
Detroit at least has a tie over the last 5 weeks.
I mean, they stink. Would you, if you were Matt Nagy, would you rather get fired before Thanksgiving or the day after?
Yeah, I mean, if they're already firing me, I would just assume it being as quick as possible. Yeah. Like, what are you going to put on tape here that's going to make your next job any better?
Andy Dalton, like, 4-touchdown performance.
I mean,
if I'm Matt Nagy, I like knowing that I'm going to get fired by one last game, because then I'm going to finally call the good plays that I've been holding for all this time. And then I'll get a new job without Ryan Pace. Okay. Bears Lions. This is, it opened at Chicago, or I guess yesterday it was Chicago -3.5. It's now Chicago -3. This line is moving down a little bit. Wasn't it at 4.5 at one point?
No, it's 3.5 is what I saw it as. Yeah.
I think when we talked about it Sunday, we thought it was going to be closer to 4. So it is now Chicago -3. Total of 41.5. I want to bring this up. I do kind of like the Bears here at -3.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the last time we bet Chicago, they were at home against Detroit. They were -3 then, or -2.5 even. They were the side then, and I think they're the side today. I don't necessarily know if I want to make them the pick of the week, but I certainly think that they are a good bet here.
We need to bet a lot of things for Thanksgiving to get me through this beautiful holiday. I guess what I would look at here is you've probably got no Allen Robinson again. But the secondary for Detroit is so porous. And, you know, you look at their best pass rusher, the Lions' best pass rusher is ranked 42nd out of 109 mm-hmm. in PFF grade. So the Lions or the Bears have a weak offensive line, but I'm not sure it's going to get exposed in this situation. And the fact that they're saying they're going to fire Nagy already, I think the team goes out and plays free and loose. Loosey-goosey.
Yeah, I mean, do they get the fired coach bump the week before?
Right. That's the idea.
It's a good question.
I think that's the idea. Okay. Let's move on to the middle game, which is Dallas, Las Vegas. The Raiders, let's just say, have not looked good since their bye. They lost 41-14 to the Kansas City Chiefs. Actually, before that, they lost 23-16 to the New York Giants in New York, 41-14 to the Chiefs, and then 32-13 to the Cincinnati Bengals. Did not cover any spreads in that time, and they are now a 7.5-point underdog in Dallas to the Cowboys. So obviously the market has decided that
the Raiders are cooked.
They are basically dead. Are the Raiders cooked?
No.
No, life. No.
Every team has their...
You have life in Vegas.
Every dog has its day.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas is also just like without a lot of play. Like, you know, what gave Dallas a lot of fits on Sunday? It was the pass rush of Chris Jones, the pass rush of Frank Clark, pass rush of Melvin Ingram, and defensive backs that were playing okay against a loss of receivers. CeeDee Lamb might not play, right? Concussion. Amari Cooper's not playing, unvaccinated, and COVID. Tyron Smith might play. Is that the statement? But like, yes. Max Crosby, Yannick Ngakoue and company are can rush the passer. They can cover on the back end. You know, I think the Raiders can keep this game close.
No Amari Cooper. Thought is that CeeDee Lamb will play. Zeke Elliott's
a quick turnover for a concussion.
I know.
Quick turnaround.
He has to pass tomorrow.
Those Wednesday tests that they give out on Thanksgiving week, I mean, that should get a professor fired.
Someone, by the way, I saw in the comments, loved your teacher story.
I know.
We need more Eric Professor Eager stories. Well,
I try to like teach trash a class every
it, actually, yeah, that's the best way to watch you
On the college football live show, but we'll see.
It is better than the sermon you give during the games on Sunday. I will say that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you're
not, who knows?
I mean,
okay, so you like Vegas +7.5. I feel like when I like Vegas +7.5 as well, but I feel like I'm just doubling down on my prior.
I know that's the thing. Like, you're already betting Oakland every single time. I'm calling them Oakland until they win again.
Right.
You're betting Oakland, with your over 6.5, over 7. Win total every time. Like, they need to get 3 more wins, folks. And like, I don't know, man.
Here would be
a nice one to get.
Here would be my kind of matchup take on how Vegas can cover here. Micah Parsons has been a great pass rusher. They need to keep him rushing the passer. And I think that will leave Darren Waller with an opportunity to make some plays. And over the middle and keep this game a little bit close. I'm on board with the Raiders. My God, it's terrible.
The Raiders offensive line is terrible. So that is the leak, like with Micah Parsons. But no Gregory, I think no Lawrence. That to me helps them out a lot.
And, you know, you look at like Trayvon Diggs is a good example of where the stats are a little misleading, leading the league in interceptions, but has also given up the most yards in coverage.
Correct.
And is just 77th in PFF coverage grade for that reason, right? Like, interceptions are great, certainly, but giving up big plays are not. And he has been giving up plenty of big plays. So, you know, you look at DeSean Jackson getting more involved, T.O. maybe, Bryan Edwards down the middle of the field. Always a possibility. Okay. The nightcap. This used to be the traditional Atlanta Falcons roasting by the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. They decided, not great for ratings.
A COVID game.
Yep. Last year was Steelers Ravens that ended up being on Wednesday.
I just call it the Mike Tirico game.
Because he came on in relief. He came on as relief pitcher. He and Chris did a Wednesday evening or afternoon game. Mm-hmm. We were in here for it. And that was the beginning of the end for the Steelers last year.
It was. Whereas this past week it was just Sunday night just recently. The Chargers trying to give him a game and they just don't
want it. Hey, the Steelers put up a little bit of a fight there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill Saints, Buffalo is now a 6.5-point favorite. Opened at about 4. Total was at 46.5. It's now 45.5. So the movement here is basically because of the Saints' injuries, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's warranted?
I think so. The issue that the Saints just don't have any good players on offense other than their offensive line and Kamara.
And Ramczyk and Armstead are both questionable.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills are not like a tough defense though. Like they've been run all over by teams. To me, I think that that's obviously what the Saints have to do here. They have to keep it close by, you know, deploying some of the weird, you know, Mark Ingram, Taysom Hill. Is Kamara's out? Is that what we're hearing? Yeah, so... Man, I don't see. I mean, so again, if you want to bet, I mean, obviously, I think there's value on New Orleans because they're at home and it's a tough place to play. And I think Buffalo is reeling a little bit, but you're also selling Buffalo at the very bottom, you know. Yeah. So I think one of the things you could do here, if you want to do a teaser, I know that this is not going through the 7, but Buffalo down to basically a pick, Dallas down to 1.5. That is a Wong teaser, you know. It's probably right around break even if you think you're getting Dallas and Buffalo on the bottom of the market. That could be your Thanksgiving teaser. It doesn't help you at all with the abomination that is the 12:30 game, but it can get you two bets, one big bet on Thursday.
Are there any props that you like for,
you know, Thanksgiving? The hard part about the props is, like, you know, you don't have – so, like, for example – like, are you a big enough sicko to take over 1.5 touchdowns for Dalton at plus 122 against Detroit?
I find that disgusting that we've seen, you know, you've gotten Aaron Rodgers at like plus 160 in some situations. Now, granted, over 2.5, but he's a significantly better quarterback. I was surprised to see that price so low. Like, you mean I'm only going to win $122 if I bet 100 if he throws two touchdown passes? But... Lions stink.
The Lions do stink.
I do like that one. There are a few others that I do like as well. I like Dak Prescott over 9.5 rushing yards. This is not surprising. So here's something interesting. You look at Dak Prescott, and you can get this on the PFF player props tool and our best bets tool.
PFF elite subscription.
You need it. Dak Prescott's rushing yards this season, 13, 0, 6, 35, 6, 10, 16, 5, 0. But he's a lot better of an athlete than to have a 9.5.
Yeah.
Total.
I do think he's banged up. When I was watching that game with folks, he did look injured to me, but, you know, the calf is an issue. Obviously, I do like an over rushing yardage prop in that game. It's just Derek Carr. I think Marv from Home Alone. Will scan, like, he's there to prove that that play where he fumbled and everybody's like, oh, look at Derek Carr, you know, he's a little bit I think he's gonna come out there and like silence the doubters and get a 10-yard scamper.
I like that one more too, actually. Yeah.
Like that one to me is flames.
Okay. Forget the Dak Prescott nonsense.
Yeah.
By the way, on the daily betting podcast that I do Saturday night with Ben Brown, you subbed in for me graciously a couple weeks ago. Only one player prop that we had did not hit. And one that we talked about that was, I think, our favorite quarterback rushing prop was Justin Herbert. And it was 10.5. Guy had 90 rushing yards.
He flamed out on that one. Okay. Here's one I also like if you look at props. And let me get back to the screen. I like David Montgomery over 17.5 carries. at minus 108, the Bears are going to be, they're going to feed him.
I agree with you.
Like he, they're going, it, the feast on Thanksgiving is going to be David Montgomery carries in that game. I think the only thing that stops it is him getting hurt, which obviously is a big deal. So those are two I like. Another one that I think is, I'll end this with this. I think under 37.5 passing attempts, minus 103 for Derek Carr. There's a chance the Raiders win this game. And if you've watched the Raiders games previously, they've tried to run the football. They tried to establish it. And I know it's stupid, but like, you don't bet on what you want to happen. You bet on what you think will happen. And I think Carr could very much be a runner. And be a runner, but also hand the ball off more than he throws it, relative to average.
Okay, I'm on board with all of those. Let's do. So that's Thanksgiving. So we have to bet every game: Bears, Raiders, Saints.
Yeah, but the little, teaser as the cover teaser, on those
little
yeah.
teaser with the Bills down to a half point. Yeah.
And if you like college football, bet the under in the Egg Bowl and bet San Jose State. Sorry. On Thursday Night Football. Yeah.
Before we get to the rest of the main slate, the Sunday slate, let's go to our friends at Fantrax. If you are looking to start a fantasy league, whether it be football or hockey or basketball, Fantrax is the best free league manager. We do all of our fantasy football leagues on Fantrax. It's awesome. It's by far the most feature-rich platform in the industry. You can customize so many parts of it. Get rid of any position, do multi-team trades, all the cool stuff with keepers, anything that you want to do there. Plus, it's just fun and easy to use. If you use promo code PFF, go to Fantrax.com/PFF and sign up. You will be eligible to win a signed jersey. Only a few lucky fans are getting those, so make sure you go to Fantrax.com/PFF to be eligible. All right, so that got edited out. By the way, what we just experienced was a fire alarm. We're back. We're live. Thanksgiving. We just talked about all the different opportunities that we have to avoid family and bet on football. DraftKings is here to help us. DraftKings Sportsbook is the official sports betting partner of the NFL. And this is easy. You bet $1 with promo code PFF on a Thanksgiving game, and you win $100 in free bets if either team scores a single point in the game you bet. It's very, very simple. If the sportsbook, by the way, isn't available in your state, you can still get in on Thanksgiving action by playing DraftKings Daily Fantasy. You can play for free to win up to $1 million. It's awesome. So go check it out. Use promo code PFF. Bet just $1. Any Thanksgiving game, I would not bet the Lions-Bears game for this one. You never know if it ends in a 0-0 tie, which could happen. So don't risk it there. Promo code is PFF Thanksgiving on DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only. New customers are the ones that are eligible. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Sunday slate. Why don't you kick us off?
Okay. The man, this is a good one. This is somewhat like, I think that there are some good games, but it's somewhat lean in terms of games where they pop out at me. I'm like, oh yes, I like this game. So I'm going to pick one that I absolutely hate, but I think it has value. Tennessee getting 6.5 in New England. We talked about this
on Sunday,
and I said, hey, let's not write this up at 5.5. Mm-hmm. We're going to get better. And we did, right? That was much like the Atlanta against New England thing. The Patriots, people are betting the shit out of the Patriots. Our own Deontay Lee wrote up, oh, this is the team you don't want to see. And I get the sentiment, but don't the Patriots strike you as this team got hot way too freaking early in the season. And like, we're overlooked. Like, how many touchdowns did the Patriots score on offense Thursday?
Yeah, right. The defensive performance was incredible. Yeah.
And the Falcons, I mean, look, like, sometimes I mistake them for the 0-2 Bucks, but that's only when I'm drunk. Like, I think the Patriots, you know, like, we make these two teams about the same on a neutral field, you know, and obviously injuries matter. But, like, let's say you give away 1.5, 2 points for home field advantage. Are you saying that the injury differential between these two teams is worth 4 points?
I am nervous about A.J. Brown. you know, like that injury. But I will say this, the New England Patriots, and something that you can see on PFF.com in the betting dashboards, just click on one of the games at the top of the screen, you'll see it. The New England Patriots have faced the easiest schedule so far. The Tennessee Titans certainly have not. They've played the 16th hardest schedule, right in the middle of the pack. So there is something to be said for, if you're going to fade the Patriots and you're going to play a team at the bottom of the market against them, this is the one. I also believe that people were very quick. They were too quick to jump off the Titans last week. It was a trap game. I mean, a huge trap game. They just beaten every good team in the NFL. And we're playing the worst team in the NFL and then going to play Mike Vrabel's former team, the New England Patriots. So a huge trap game, and everyone is writing it off because, for a couple of reasons, Ryan Tannehill, his touchdown interception numbers are really poor. His PFF grade is much better than that. It's about what Mac Jones's grade is, a little bit lower. So they're power ranked very similarly. Also, no Derrick Henry. And I think that allows people to hop off of the Titans a little more quickly. So that's why there is some value here. Okay. I am once again here to extol the virtues of the Atlanta Falcons.
There are no virtues.
They are a one-point favorite against the Jacksonville Jaguars. If they can't win this game, then what? They can't exist in the NFL anymore.
My take so you're just going to relegate the Falcons if they can't win?
My take would be that this is the last time I'm betting the Atlanta Falcons.
No, it's not.
I'm going to bet the Falcons -1 in Jacksonville this week. And if they can't win, they can't cover that spread, I'm never betting the Falcons again. I promise. They're playing Urban Meyer and the Jaguars. I mean, that the Jaguars... There's a lot of reports out there about, you know, Meyer and like discontent and all that stuff. I haven't actually heard that about the Atlanta Falcons. They were also humiliated.
So let's back the truck up, okay? They were one score away from covering that game for most of the game.
True.
Like, they were down 13-0. AJ Terrell, AJ Terrell gets an interception, runs it back. Like, when AJ Terrell caught the ball, me having an Atlanta +7 ticket, I'm like, this dude better score. Yep. Because you had a 4th-and-1 miss inside New England territory. You had a missed field goal, which came obviously after a made field goal in the hold. Like, you know, talk about the Falcons this way. I think we looked at their performance Thursday night. It wasn't the complete shit show that it looked like.
Afterwards. If that game's close, if they cover against the Patriots, what's the line?
-2.5.
Oh, you think it's only -2.5? Mm-hmm. I think if they cover against the Patriots, they're more than a 3-point favorite against the Jags.
I think it's 3.5.
Oh, I thought you said 2.5.
2.5, sorry. Yep.
Okay, so you don't think it crosses 3.
No, I mean, I think the market is like out on the Falcons. Like, forget this team.
Oh, and they're not on the Jaguars?
Yeah, I mean... Have you seen our good friend and colleague Kevin Cole? This is like tilts him more than anything. Have you seen all the apologetics for Trevor Lawrence on Twitter?
Oh, there are many.
Yeah, like, oh, no quarterback since David Carr has had it worse, right? Like, let's not forget Sam Darnold and the Jets. Freaking, like, you know, basically any quarterback that's playing for the Lions.
What about Joe Burrow last year?
It's legal to play well for a bad team if you're a rookie quarterback. It's legal.
He's not playing particularly well.
No.
Has an 83.8 passer rating under pressure. That's Matt Ryan's passer rating. Or sorry, when clean. 84 passer rating when clean. That's Matt Ryan's passer rating when under pressure. So that gives you a sense of how poorly the Jaguars' passing offense has been. I think this is an opportunity is all I'm saying. And if it's not now, then it's never.
It's an absolute privilege. I mean,
if it's not now, then it's never.
I promise. I'm thinking about the 1 o'clock slates at the office here. That
I mean, bleak. Let's take a look at it. It's Bucks Colts.
That's gonna be a good game.
Colts +2.
That's all the way down to 3 now. By the way.
Yep. Eagles Giants. That is Giants +3.5 at home. That tells you where they've gone. We talked about Titans Patriots. Panthers Dolphins. What a game that's going to be. I might talk about it here in a second. Jags Falcons. Jets Texans.
Jets Texans is what they play on a loop at like Rikers if you're like if you're guilty.
The Houston Texans are 2.5-point favorites at home against the New York Jets.
No opinion on them.
Can I just say that I could see the Jets losing by 2 scores here?
No.
Zach Wilson is back.
Zach has learned all of his lessons, man.
No way. No way, Jose.
Can I offer you? Okay. How many yards did the Titans outgain the Houston Texans by?
It was like 200, right?
Yeah, it's like the Titans had 420 yards. Houston had 190.
Yeah.
So they outgained it by 230 yards. That game was the fluke. Tyrod Taylor went 14-24 for 107. Mm-hmm. Rex Burkhead had 18 carries for 40 yards. It was honorary Chiefs like Kamaja Grugier-Hill, Desmond King, and Terrence Mitchell, a former Chief, that were knocking the Titans out of the one seed. You know, later, of course, there were honorary Chiefs that were doing the job there. It wasn't like the Titans were beaten soundly by Houston. It was a fluky-ass game in the rain. And, you know, to me, I think, like, the Jets stink. Don't get me wrong. The Jets stink.
But you guys get a load of this?
But Houston.
I mean, take off your sweater and show us your Zach Wilson body tat.
Zach Wilson's fine.
I'm sorry? Let's have a friendly bet on this. We haven't done a friendly bet.
Friendly. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'll take the Jets.
Yes, you will. Well, I'm not taking the Jets.
I'll take the
Jets. You think I'm taking the Jets?
I'll take the Jets and the points.
Tyrod. I've always loved riding with Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor. Look, Tyrod Taylor's a nice guy, probably.
Oh,
a nice little backup quarterback. Tyrod Taylor is like the most overrated entity.
Stop it. The Jets this preseason.
Remember like 2 weeks ago when they were like, when everybody and their grandma was walking on shard glass to bet Houston +4.5 at Miami? And funny, Jacoby Brissett beat his ass into the ground.
Hey, he was just coming back off injury.
Oh, it's all part of the journey. Everybody.
Okay, what's the bet? What are you doing when my Houston Texans mop the floor with your Jets jerseys?
All right, let's think.
Because the steak dinners at this point.
I know. It's the tally. Stop the count. Yeah.
I think one of us should have to do something.
Yeah. I mean, you're never coming to Lebanon. So like, there's like a, you know, that's.
I go to Lebanon.
Yeah. I can't make you like clean my house.
Lebanon would be interesting.
That's a good. We'll come up with the terms of the bet, and then we'll tweet it out.
Let's talk about it on Sunday night. It'll be something good. Steelers Bengals on the 1 p.m. slate is also potentially not a horrible game. Where would you like to go next, as we try and find bettable games?
Well, I know we took Minnesota +3 on Sunday, and actually, our model like San Francisco. I think that we do have to be careful. There have been some unforeseen stuff with Minnesota with Everson Griffin's video, obviously. Mm-hmm. Dalvin Tomlinson got COVID-19. I do think like if you have some Vikings +3, I would probably hedge with Niners money line at this point. It's negative EV, but I would get off of Minnesota if you have it, just because I think the Niners are going to be able to run the football and control the game against the Vikings.
Can I take here?
I like over. Yeah.
I would get off Vikings +3 and I would bet the over 48.5. The San Francisco 49ers have our 10th best offense in opponent adjusted Massey rankings. The Minnesota Vikings are 9. These are two good offenses. And I'm not particularly worried about the Vikings defense slowing what the Niners like to do. And that puts Kirk Cousins in a position to throw the ball to a guy named Justin Jefferson and Adam mm-hmm. Thielen, both extremely good. And if you look at the lineups for the San Francisco 49ers, and you can do this on pff.com, click in any game at the top, go to lineups, take a look at the grading and see like, oh, the corners in this game are not very good. Isn't that interesting? And so you look at Debo Samuel, I think he'll have his way on the Niners side. George Kittle, absolutely as well. The middle of the field for the The Minnesota Vikings is not particularly great, aside from Eric Kendricks, who isn't having his best season.
Mm-hmm. Linebacker play and coverage is extremely noisy. It's
extremely noisy. So that would be an area that I think you can take advantage of. I like over 48.5. Let me take you to another over that I like, and this is Carolina-Miami. Total of 42. I know both these teams are not particularly good, but I'm here for Cam Newton to spark, to continue to spark a little bit of an offensive renaissance. I think he'd get over 42 points.
Renaissance, yeah.
Will Fuller, is he back this week? I think potentially there's a chance that he's back. But yeah, you got a little Tua and the turnover possibility that Tua has. Combine that with Cam Newton, I think a little rejuvenation of that offense. I like over 42. I'm not sure it's lock of the week worthy.
But no, I'm not taking an over with, like, both these teams are going to ground it. You know, Miami, I think, I can't remember who said it to me, but Miami on all of the, like, downs where running was even close to being possible, they ran play action or RPO in all of them. Like, this is a very gimmicky offense, and I think the Panthers have a decent defense.
It's going to be warm weather game, by the way. Not a ton of wind, 74. Really okay. Nice day in Miami.
Here's one that I like. Cleveland at Baltimore under 45.
Ooh, tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartbreak. The Browns offense is just horrendous. And I know that the Ravens defense is banged up and one of the, you know, efficiency-wise not particularly good. I know Lamar's coming back from an illness. I mean, somebody's got to fire that dude's doctor. I just think this game plays more to the run. I think Cleveland actually has a pretty good defense, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think this is just kind of a grind it out, you know, 17-13 game. I know the last time Cleveland played Baltimore, you know, it was like a, you know, both of these teams, like both these teams got over this total basically.
By the way, these two teams played back-to-back games against each other.
Because there's a bye after for both.
Yeah. The Browns play the Ravens in
back-to-back games. But they have a bye.
Yeah.
It's a big game. Like, our power rankings, like, we actually really like Cleveland to win the division more than the market does. We have Baltimore with just a 43% chance to win the division. Cleveland, 27. Cincinnati, 25. Pittsburgh all the way down at 5% because they have the hardest schedule moving forward and they're not very good. Whereas the market is much more like, the market's over minus, you know, is minus money on Baltimore to win the division. So, but we have Baltimore with the fourth hardest schedule moving forward, Cleveland fifth. You know, tough road for all of the AFC North teams. Unders on their season win totals, if you can get them live, are all fairly solid bets.
Let's look at the Cleveland Browns scoring of late. 17 points in week 7. Big. 10 points in week 8.
Big.
They blew the doors off of Cincinnati. They scored 41 in week 9. Mm-hmm. Scored 7 points against the Patriots, and they scored a whopping 13 points against the Detroit Lions. Their offense has not been particularly good. And I see no reason. Baker Mayfield is banged up to shit. So while I anticipate that he's going to play, I'm with you on the under here. I also wonder if there's a little rust for Lamar Jackson coming back. You've got Hollywood Brown, who's still questionable. I think he's going to play, but he's not exactly the, you know, biggest guy, like strongest guy in the world. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, that ends up is a speed guy as well. That ends up hampering him a little bit. So yes, I'm here for the under. Can you do Brett Favre? Can we talk to Brett Favre here for a second?
Well, my last bet for the week that I like, when I was playing for the Packers, the LA Rams, they moved to St. Louis. St. Louis, a much better city than LA, George, of course. I have to tell you, week one of 1995, actually, the first game of that St. Louis Rams, we lost to them at Lambeau, and I went on to have the MVP that year. This is a revenge game. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take, now that they're back in Los Angeles, now that they're back in that godless, soulless town.
A lot of liberals there, bro.
A lot of liberals. A lot of vaccines taken in that fucking town. I'm going to get Green Bay minus one. Okay, I'm just getting the one. Minus one against the
you think
Los Angeles Rams.
Brett, what does minus one mean?
Minus one is the grade I got on half my throws last year in Minnesota.
Brett, have you been vaccinated?
I've been immunized. I'll tell you that.
Maybe.
Maybe. That would have been his answer. Brett, have I been vaccinated? No. Have I been immunized? Maybe. Now we're going to get comments saying that we're mocking
if the people. If the comments are not about how spot on your Brett Favre impression is and all people want to talk about is the vaccine, then your life sucks. I'm sorry. Just have some fun.
Have some fun with it. Yeah.
There's nothing else to do. So you look at this game, you say, okay, Aaron Jones, questionable with the MCL. We're going to get more AJ Dillon. Obviously no Jair Alexander here anymore. And you figure that the Rams, like the idea here, I think, is the Rams, okay, have had some time to gel a little bit. Their new additions will come in. And here's the
blah, blah, blah.
Okay. But let me just give you one, because I'm with you on
that. Mom's great with charities, blah, 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 is why.
I also am not super concerned about Aaron Rodgers' toe. He played well against Minnesota. However,
for half a game.
True.
First half of the game is terrible.
True. I only remember the last bit. But here's the issue. Aaron Donald, Von Miller, Leonard Floyd. Aaron Donald, highest graded interior defender. Von Miller, eighth highest graded edge defender. Leonard Floyd, 35th. Not a shabby third option there. They are facing a really banged up offensive line. Okay. Elton Jenkins, who was filling in, is now out with the ACL.
He might as well be Elton John at this point.
Right. So you look at the grades. Here are the grades for the offensive line from left to right. Ranks, PFF grade rank, 63rd left tackle, 32nd left guard, 26th center, 69th, which is very nice, at right guard, and 4th at right tackle. So they have one halfway decent offensive lineman in Billy Turner over on the right side. And I'm not sure anyone is overly ecstatic about Billy Turner being the best offensive lineman facing that defensive line.
Yeah.
So the toe with Rodgers combined with the shadiness of the offensive line, I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Damn. All right.
But I appreciated the Brett Favre.
Yeah, that's all you wanted it for.
That's really all I wanted. I didn't even need you to talk about that game. You could have talked about immunization if you wanted to, which I guess
I'm going to talk about the Monday night game then.
Okay.
Because this one has me confused.
How do you feel about Washington, Brett?
Well, no, it says Seattle and then Washington. Isn't Seattle in Washington? Oh, aren't we supposed to? Is this one team? And then one of them saying Seahawks, and the other one says football team. Football team. Is it Seattle a football? Is this a game between two teams or one team?
How mad is Brett Favre about the fact that the Washington?
I don't even know if there's two teams in this Washington game. It's a Seattle Washington, which is one entity, and then it says Seahawks football team. That's one entity. Is there even a game on Monday night? What is this, communist China? Do we not have a game on Monday night football?
Do you think you could put the two teams together and field a competitive team?
I don't know. But look, if Seattle loses this game to the football team, I'm going to start to sweat out under 8.5.
Oh, I would be already sweating it. I mean, obviously Russell Wilson is going to keep playing. But at this point, I'd be a little nervous. It's wait and see for me with the Seahawks, to be honest.
No, but Washington football team, the under 8.5. Washington is 5.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
They're 4-6 now. They're coming.
That's true. They'd be 5-6.
I know.
A resurrection.
A resurrection.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm nervous because the football team gets to their NFC East game. Now, they've already played the Giants once, which is good. I think Philadelphia pounds them at least once, maybe twice. Dallas pounds them once, maybe twice. So maybe we're okay, right? But like, it's a grind here.
Got to tell you, I think the football team might be better than the Seahawks.
I mean, home field advantage. But Washington doesn't have a home field advantage, really. Look, I don't know why they call it Washington when it's in D.C. and then the games are in Landover. Like, what the hell, George?
I can't imagine Brett Favre is a huge fan of the District of Columbia at this moment. Before we decide what the lock of the week is going to be, if you are looking for a place to identify solid financial strategies, our friends at Western and Southern have you covered. And they are partnering with our dear friend and boss, Chris Collinsworth, to share insights that can help you figure out your fantasy or financial futures. You want to hear Chris talk about his old playing days, maybe what he and Al eat for dinner, how much Al eats during the broadcast. All good questions to ask him about. Go to westernsouthern.com/askchris. And then hear Chris talk about it on his podcast or on the Western and Southern Instagram, where he will answer the best questions every week. And when you enter, you will get a chance to win a fully catered party to February's big game. So westernsouthern.com/askchris. Go make that happen. Get a chance to have a nice party for the February game and learn a few things about finance or Chris Collinsworth, who's a very interesting guy. You just got to ask the right questions. Okay.
I don't know that I love the board this week. Maybe it's a love hate. Maybe I'll love it by the time Sunday's over. But right now, I feel like it's just going to be a hold your nose lock of the week situation. Where are you leaning?
Yeah. All right. Let me give you a thinker or two here. Okay. I'm trying to figure this thing out right now. Huh. Right. What if? So. If you're a real sicko, it's Denver +8.5, New York +8.5, teaser.
Oh, it's a teaser.
Both those games are total at 44.5. Both those games are 47.5. That is the Wong teaser that is laying there on the board. That is a Steve Palazzolo 72-mile-an-hour fastball at age 40.
That's what that is.
That's what that is. And look, man, like, I hate it. I don't like it.
Wait, you're pairing who with who?
The New York Jets +8.5.
There is no way. That is not happening. Okay. I'm sorry. That's absurd.
Suit yourself.
The Jets? At least put the Seahawks at +7.
But you're not getting through. You're not getting the Wong there.
You're not getting all the way through.
The Wong,
seven.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand.
Like, that's the teaser on the board.
You know what's the only thing that's Wong is that literally everything about the Jets.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, thank you. let me give you what. So I think it's between two. I think the Titans +6.5 are a really solid value. I think that is one of the better opportunities that you have to fade a team that has played really, really well, that has played an easy schedule against a team that had one big blip that is, you know, in a clearly obvious trap game. That said, I also very much like over 48.5.
Yeah, I was gonna gravitate that way. Let's put the Vikings in our lock of the week for the second straight week. Feet don't fail me now.
Let's do it.
Vikings, Niners, over 48.5.
That's our show. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We love you all. We will see you on Sunday night after the Browns-Ravens game.